back in, I think, 1981, I was introduced to the concept of war tax resistance. And I thought, well, that makes perfect sense. I don't want to support war. Why should I pay for a war that I oppose? And there have been so many of these wars in the last 20 years. So my path was to resist 100% of all taxes, federal taxes, since that time. And it's gone quite well for me. I've arranged my life in such a way that I've been able to do that by controlling the withholding when you start a new job, or often, every year you're asked to fill out a W-4 form, which tells your employer how much money to withhold and send directly to the federal government from your pay. And so by taking an appropriate number of allowances on my W-4 form, I made sure that that money was never sent to the government in the first place. It came directly to me, and then it was up to me on April 15th to decide whether to send it in to the government or not. And I have always redirected that money. That is to say, I've donated it to groups that are doing the kinds of things that I think our government should be doing. It's the kind of things that they pretend to be doing, when in fact so much of how they use our money is at cross purposes to what we would like to see. So I've donated to local groups meeting human needs here in this country. I've donated to international aid. I've donated to groups that are working for peace and justice. And of course, people, when they hear that, they say, well, how can you do that? Isn't it against the law? Yes. It is considered by the government to be against the law, and yet I've been able to do it for 20 years. People say, well, haven't they come after you? Yes, they have come after me. But I live to tell the tale. When the government comes after you for money, you can expect they'll send you letters. That's okay. They may come after your money in the form of your wages or your bank accounts. So because I chose to commit myself to trying to keep them from getting the money, I've been willing to arrange my life so that it was very, very difficult for them, and so far they have not been able to get the money from me. Now, there are other people who have made different choices and said, I'm not going to give them the money, I'm going to resist, but if they come and take it out of my bank account, okay, at least I will have made it clear that I'm not voluntarily cooperating. So there are a lot of different forms of war tax resistance. And I want to stress that there are some forms that are very low risk and put you kind of out very clearly in opposition to the way the government is using the money without hugely impacting your financial security. And those are low-risk items such as the federal excise tax on the phone bill. There's a 3% tax on the phone bill, which can be resisted very simply and at very small risk to the resister. And then there are symbolic forms of resistance where people, rather than refusing to pay the entire amount, will simply refuse perhaps $10.40 or perhaps $100, redirect that money, and just put themselves sort of on record with the government that whatever money they take from me is against my wishes.